Can you feel me?
Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. And I'm responding to Relentless's post about the incompatibility of freedom of speech and political correctness. I think they are incompatible. And how do we resolve that incompatibility? I have my husband here today to give a few of his thoughts on the matter. He's been listening to the thread as well.
I believe that freedom of speech should always win out, and political correctness always has to take a back seat. One danger is if political correctness is allowed to curb freedom of speech, whose politically correct speech is going to be chosen? It'll be the people in power today, the ones in power next week. Will it be the Christians? Will it be the Satanists? Who decides what speech is okay if we don't just say freedom of speech means freedom of speech?
Thank you, Mr. Heretic. Another thing you ask Relentless is, does freedom of speech always trump political correctness? And I believe it has to. If I'm going to demand to exercise my right of freedom of speech based on my judgments of what that means, I have to allow other people to make their decisions about what their freedom of speech means and what they're going to use it for. Relentless, you had said that we have both freedom of speech and political correctness in our society today. And let's see what Mr. Heretic has to say about that. Mr. Heretic?
Okay, regarding freedom of speech and political correctness both, my position is we don't have both. We have freedom of speech as guaranteed by the Constitution, and we have a group of people who, through insecurity and fear and a desire to control others, are trying to impose what is called political correctness.
And one example of that is a group of people, and it's a generalization, Christians, who want to limit or control what other people say around the holiday of Christmas. That is actually trumping on the free speech of people who want to say happy holidays. And that's always been my position on this, and I've always been kind of adamant about my right to say happy holidays, or anybody's right to say, you know, happy whoop-de-doo if they want to, whatever they want to say about the holiday.
Relentless, at one point you asked, is there a point where we draw a line between freedom of speech and political correctness? This is kind of a tricky one. In theory, I believe there should not be. However, in law, you cannot, you know, I mean the classic one, you cannot jump up in a crowded theater and yell fire if there isn't one. You also cannot do what is called inciting a riot by just speaking and then people go and riot and tear things up. Now, from a purely theoretical point of view, it's all just speech, but it has been proven over and over that certain kinds of speech do actively cause harm in the society. Now, this is probably due to the human herd instinct and mob panic and all that, but nonetheless, it is the case. So I believe that is where the line can be drawn, that is a balance between individual freedom and the reality that we are living in a culture and a society of many people. And there does have to be a balance between those two things.
But that line isn't where somebody calls somebody else a name, even an unflattering name. You ask, can we just exist in a manner in society where we exercise our freedom of speech and still respect other people? Well, we could. There's that potential there. And the only person I can control is me. So I operate as I would wish everyone to operate. And that's all I can really do. So I do try to respect other people. And at the same time, I don't limit my freedom of speech just to keep other people from getting offended. Because, you know, like Sophronia has said before, we live in a society. We're going to get offended. people are going to get offended at what we say. So I just have to watch what I do and be responsible for what I do.
The only way we can exist in a society, and it's probably not going to be entirely all peaceful, is to insist on protecting everybody's right to exercise their own freedom of speech. We may well not agree with what they say. We may find it offensive. We may consider them pinheads and morons. But we have to fight and argue and push and strive for their right to say their pinhead moronic views. Anything else is a slope that we probably really don't want to be on.
Well, I would like to thank Mr. Heretic for joining us today. See, he's over here.
It's radio, honey. They can't see you pointing at me.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, we had a good time, especially during the pause moments. So that's it. Thanks for listening.